Mr. President, I apologize for the problems you've inherited in the past few months. I seen the likes of a homeless man telling me he was quite comfortable sleeping on park benches on stolen land. And as a former architect, he had helped erect the same building he would stand outside in front to beg. His family had abandoned him, losing everything he had. Life savings gone when the stock market crashed. Imagine being at the top of the elite class, just sleeping on the Daily Post in a heap of trash. Homes and equity lost, souls and memories brought close those who used to be foes and enemies. They went from having overtime at the poison mines to running around the block, filling unemployment lines, leaving it to the administration voting in trillions of tax dollars in wars we couldn't win. The hole they put us in will never be patched up, cause there's no money in a cure, just a medicine. A couple trillion dollars later in two stolen terms, I'ma grab a backseat and watch the planet burn. A couple trillion dollars later in two stolen terms, I'ma grab a backseat and watch the planet burn. The economy's a mess, and whose fault is it? The economy's a mess, and whose fault is it? The economy's a mess, and whose fault is it? Looking at the promises, battles with the accomplishments. Single mother, two kids, feeling life is useless. Father's locked up for being abusive. Naturally, mother turned to faith to superstition, finding peace and solace through religion. No money to pay bills, the younger son was very ill. The older one addicted to pain pills. No help with welfare, therefore no health care. Wondering what she ever did to get herself there. So she prayed with the priest, who just happened to be politically motivated, invisibly overrated. And this is the overstated position that's so debated. Religion and politics in public is sold as sacred, and it's only been since they sold the soul to Satan. Separate God and Congress to control the nation. We sedated while the church and state stay related. It's just you gotta look behind the closed doors to face it. Face it. Listen up, the enemy here is fear. Listen up, the enemy here is fear. Listen up, the enemy here is fear. You can hear it in the wind when you breathe it into the atmosphere. I'm only one man. There's only so much I can do. But you know what? I just gotta let it all out. I try to be strong like Job was in the Bible, to find some peace and clarity in my soul's asylum. But I'm trapped behind the bars that I haven't written, and I focus on the truth, so I have to listen. When it's spoken in the booth, it's just half the mission. So I'm hoping that the youth will absorb the vision. And I've proven that the course is completely driven by the powers that have been, and the contradictions that have showered us with sin from the bad decisions, and empowered us within with the ammunition that is needed to defeat it by the definition pleaded. 'Cause we're running out of mysteries to believe in.